All righty, Chris Renwick, we'll be there. You guys do the best job. It's the great way to start your day. JR Mornings right here. And remember, when you join us, you become a part of the best and brightest audience in all of radio. No matter when you listen to WJR, we have standards that run deep. That's for sure, starting early in the morning and running throughout the day and night. Managing partner, founder of Flood Law, PLLC, host of Behind the Bench with Todd Flood on WJR, is the one and only Todd Flood. Todd, good afternoon. It's always a pleasure, my friend.
Pleasure is mine, Paul W. Thanks for having me.
The president and his administration has reclassified marijuana as a less dangerous drug. To make it clear, this still does not legalize marijuana for even medical or recreational use under U.S. law. What is this much ado about nothing, or what's going on here?
No, it actually is a pretty significant move. Some people will say it's not far enough. Other people will say it's too far. But it takes the Schedule One, you know, drug equivalent of heroin and cocaine and moves this down to Schedule Three, which would be like Tylenol with codeine or, you know, along that genre of drugs. I think the biggest – there's three things that come into play with this, right? The biggest thing that comes into play with this is the IRS. The IRS now, because you couldn't write off, you know, your operating expenses if you had one of the 40 states that has legalized medical marijuana, you know, you couldn't do it. You couldn't write off your operating expenses. And so it made an increase in the price, which then put out a demand higher for the, you know, the illegal market to get cannabis. So that's number one. So that's going to change. It'll take time to change, but that'll take change time. Two, banking. Banking will come into play with this. It'll still be slow. I don't think it's going to happen overnight. But, you know, there's going to be the ability to now, you know, I think there's some 12,000 different banks in the country. And I think only 100 of banks or credit unions, I should say, deal with marijuana producers and the like. So this will increase the ability to bank. I think that's a big part of it. The other thing is it relates to it now has basically an accepted medical use approval. So some 30,000, 40,000 doctors around the country have been using this for medical use. And now with President Trump signing off on this, that's going to be more in line. What it doesn't do, if you've been charged, your case is still going forward. If it doesn't change retroactively, so in other words, with cases that have people in prison or the like, it's not going to be a retro look back so that you get, you know, your penalty wiped out. So those types of things, it doesn't do that. I think ultimately it's moving in a direction where doctors that prescribe it are going to, you know, have more leeway, just like in the 40 states. It's going to be federally accepted as a okay medically. That's where this is going. And who knows, again, it's illegal recreational. You can't, you know, use it for recreational purposes or anything of that sort.
He knows his stuff. He's on the front line, and he can do a great job for you should you need an attorney. Todd Flood, managing partner, Flood Law, PLLC, host of Behind the Bench with Todd Flood right here on WJR. On that front line over all these years, Todd, do you think we've wasted a lot of judicial time on marijuana-based prosecutions?
I don't think we've wasted time. I mean, it's an evolution. It's as far as things go. I mean, you're gonna, you know, your kids or my kids are not gonna know what it was like to live in prohibition of alcohol. Their kids aren't going to know what it's like to not live without the internet. This is just something that's gone along in a progression as time. And I don't think we've wasted it, but at the end of all of this, is there truism? Is there realism in the fact that it helps medically? You know, we just saw the president talk about psychedelic drugs and PTSD and moving in that direction. Does it help people? Is there that medicinal value? And I think you know, we're always trying to evolve, not devolve. And the fact of the matter is I don't think we've wasted time.
I just wonder, because we always hear how tied up the courts are, how long it takes to get to cases, et cetera, et cetera. I just wondered if there was, a lot of marijuana cases gumming up the works that now won't be there.
Yeah, that's true. I think that will be the case. I think that will be the case, you know, ultimately. And, you know, we had this statute on the books called 7411. And with marijuana, it's just like Haider or anything else. You got one free bite at the apple under 7411. You got caught and busted with marijuana. You could have gotten it expunged or taken off your record or never adjudicated with one if you pled guilty to something. But,
I'm just saying, I'm looking at they're saying it's a – the order represents a major policy shift for the U.S. government, which has continued its longstanding marijuana prohibition dating to the Marijuana Tax Act of 1937.
Yeah. Well, listen to this tax. There's another tax. Governor Whitmer put in tax in the state of Michigan, 27% on marijuana growers. This new act will help offset that, because now you'll be able to write off your operating costs if you have a cannabis machine or, you know, operation going on.
He's Todd Flood, the managing partner, founder of Flood Law PLLC, and host of the great Behind the Bench with Todd Flood show on WJR. Thanks, Todd. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, buddy. You too. Pleasure, Paul W.
Always our pleasure as we continue In Focus with Relentless Positive Radio on WJR.